First, I would say, hi, Nat. How are you? You look good. Leave the skinny jeans right now. Just give them away. It's fine. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Goal Get Her podcast, your go-to space for lifting each other up and empowering women from all walks of life. I am Nat, your co-host, as you may already know. And in this podcast, we just love celebrating women, breaking barriers, chasing big career dreams, and embracing every single success in life, big or small. Today, I'm very excited for this conversation because Grace and I will be diving into the big question of how to find your place in the workspace, the workforce, coming out of college. And before we start the conversation, I'm going to pass it off to my wonderful co-host, Grace. Grace, how are you? Hello.
I'm great. So today's topic, as Nat said, we're going to dive into kind of our college experience and what we thought the workforce was going to be like 5 years ago and what it actually turned out to be like. And we'll go from there. You want to kick us off, Nat?
Yeah. So I went to college here in Mexico. I hold a bachelor's degree in communications and entertainment. So basically, the program was about turning creativity into business. So it was just understanding how this industry, such as music, film, theater, or publishing, radio, even sports, video games, how these enterprises worked, right? Mm-hmm. And it just gave me a very solid foundation on the understanding of how business and art and entertainment like connect. Because I had the business side of it, yes, I had to take a math class and I hated it, but I loved the other side. But yeah, I survived.
Wait, that's super unique. What made you want to go into that field of study?
Well, as you may have heard in the first episode, I am obsessed with the entertainment industry. So I was looking for something that, because I wanted to be behind the stage, right? Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes, not in front of. Like, I didn't want to be an artist. I mean, I low-key want to, but I don't have the talent. But I love all the production side of it, like creating the idea and bringing it to life. So there's this very famous school that in Mexico that mm-hmm. opened its campus here in my hometown, Merida. It had the best program for me because it dived into all these industries and how to make them a business and how to make a show and an album or a book out of the art and the product itself. So yeah, it just, I think it was the best fit for me.
That's super interesting. I don't know if I know anyone else who's done a program quite like that.
Yeah, me either, to be honest. I think I'm one of the only ones.
I love that. I kind of went the more, a little bit more generic route. I studied marketing and public relations in college, threw in a few policy, a few government, a few human rights classes in there. I went into college knowing and feeling like I really wanted to go in the nonprofit space, but not wanting to be a lawyer. And it's a little bit difficult to get into that space without that law degree. So I went the business route, kind of same as you, wanted to go in the back door of that industry. And yeah, I loved it. I loved my human rights classes. I loved my government classes. And that's actually how I got my first position too. I was in this class called Democratic Erosion, talking about all the different countries around the world, sadly, there's a lot of them, who are currently going through democratic erosion. And one of my professor actually had a old student who came and spoke to the class. And I was like, oh my God, this organization sounds amazing. I need to speak with her. So just, and that landed me my first job out of college. So really never let a small opportunity slide is what I learned from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I love, you know, I never thought I was going to be able to merge and blend like me wanting to help others and mm-hmm. art and entertainment or the digital world. For me, it was just not a possibility. It was like, you either choose A or B. And I never thought as nonprofits as an option because in my mind, yeah, there were like lawyers or activists, but not like marketing or comms, which is nonsense. Of course, they need all these people on these teams. But I just never thought of them as an option because I think I don't have anyone around me in that field. So it wasn't a possibility for me, but it is, it exists. So that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. How did you find your current job?
So it was my last semester in college and my only subject was to have an internship and I needed to like write a paperwork like at the end of it. So I needed to find something to do for sure or else I wasn't going to graduate. Of course, first I aimed to the stars and I applied to the biggest enterprises ever out there in terms of like entertainment and music. But of course, they weren't looking for someone like me. They were looking for people with like 5 years of experience and I was like 0 years of experience. So I talked to a company here in Mexico that helps you connect with the best fits for you. They gave you the interview, but they cannot assure you that you're going to get in, but they connect you with these people, right? So I remember I had 5 options and I hated 4 of them and I loved just one. I had an interview, I had a call, and I got it and I'm here. I never thought I was going to survive just because the topics were complex. It was a whole new world for me, but I found my place and I learned a lot. And I figured out that merging 2 of my biggest passions is possible. So it was all good.
That's amazing. Yeah, I don't think I knew that backstory actually, but that's awesome. I think one of the most like frustrating parts is something that you just mentioned in the whole job search is when they say, oh, this is an intro position, but you need 5 years experience. Yeah. And it's like, well, that's impossible unless you give me the opportunity to get that experience. So definitely something that I have always come up across as well and is super frustrating. It's a bit insane when they do that, but
yeah,
it's awesome that you're able to, they were able to take that chance on you and it worked out.
Yeah. And it's like you mentioned, it's something that I wish I knew before applying to jobs or coming out of college. Like if I could go back, I mean, I wouldn't change a thing because I wouldn't be here in this podcast with my best friend. But work-wise and just like experience in the work-wise, I feel like I would have loved to understand that school is not enough. Like it might be amazing depending on your experience, but it's not enough. You need to explore to find out what you like and what you don't like, or maybe what you're not great at. So I would love to use some of my free time to take some workshops, maybe Adobe or video editing that I am very interested in or something like that, just so I can could like build my resume while being in college, if you don't have the time or the bandwidth to have a side job before or after going to school, during school, I would have loved to have like some workshops here and there or intern, even if it was for free to some of the small companies here in Mexico, just to gain some experience and to build my resume. Because I did feel at my first job, I did feel I didn't have the necessary skills or knowledge yet, but that's only natural. I think we also need to slow down and give ourselves the recognition that we deserve in a sense that we are still learning. Like at school, we learn theory. We are not applying what we learn. So we need to be, I think, more kind to ourselves and say, we are learning. You are not going to know every single thing coming out of college. You're about to figure that out. So yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah, I think my biggest misconception coming out of college was exactly that. When you come out of college, you're like, this is amazing. Like, I'm so ready for the workforce. Like, nothing can break me. I'm the best candidate. And that's a great attitude to have. But college is not the last step. You can't just stop learning after college. And I think that's something that a lot of people, I think, get tripped up on. They come in with this attitude of like, oh, I just aced college. I know everything. And that's just not true. Going to school and learning these things is completely different, putting it into action in the real world. And I think that's like number one misconception that I think a bunch of my friends had coming out of college. And just knowing that now that I'm 4 years in, you have to keep learning. The amount of courses I've taken the past 4 years to stay up to date with everything, everything changes. 4 years ago might not sound like a lot of time, but that's a long time in the workforce. So things change, especially in today's media environment and with technology evolving all the time.
Platforms
evolving all the time. You have to be up to date on everything.
Yeah.
So that is my number one misconception for college kids coming out of school. Just never stop learning. Never think that you know everything, because you probably don't.
Which I think this is a great moment to ask you, Grace, what would you tell your 21/22-year-old self?
That's a great question. Probably just be yourself. I know I just got done saying that, you know, you think you know everything, we probably don't. But at the same time, just being yourself in the workforce, I think, is number one. You can't do anything without being yourself. No one's going to want to work with you if you're faking your attitude and faking your personality. You just be yourself. And if the organization that you're working for doesn't really value everything that you bring to the table, then you know what? It's probably not the right spot for you, no matter how perfect it might feel in the beginning.
Yeah. I love that. I agree.
What about you? What would you tell your 21, 22-year-old self?
That's a very deep question. I think at first, I would say, hi, Nat, how are you? You look good. Leave the skinny jeans right now. Just give them away. It's fine. But then I would say, I think same, like be yourself, but also trust yourself, because you are here or there. And everything that will happen to you and is happening to you is because of you, of your work, of your decisions. So trust yourself, give yourself that amazing recognition, and also understand that the dream job and the dream role is not a destination, is what you build along the way. And you're going to make them the dream role, but you need to make it. I think it's a daily basis task to, like what you said, continue to learn, continue to grow, flourish into that role, and you're going to make it a dream job. You're going to find out that, oh, wait, I actually like this. Oh, I'm learning this and that. I'm actually good at this. I'm not that good at that, so I'm going to improve that side. So I think if you are constantly focusing on reaching a specific point, you're going to lose everything along the way. So just make it the best dream job and the dream role every single day, and you're going to enjoy it. And also have fun. Don't be so tense. It's going to be fine. You're doing great. I promise big things are coming. I'm going to cry. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, just be yourself and build a dream job and dream role every single day. And you're going to enjoy it every second of it.
I love that. Yeah, I think if I could add one more thing to it, would be self-care. And I think that's something that we're going to hit upon a lot in this podcast over the next few months. When I started in the workforce, when my 22-year-old self started in the workforce, I thought I had to put in 12, 13 hours a day into this job. And at the end of the day, you don't. Because if you burn out and you don't have that work-life balance, then you can't come in the next day and work your hardest and be your best and be yourself. So I think if I was to give one more tip to my 22-year-old self starting out, it would really be, yes, the dedication and the long hours are important when needed. But at the same time, actually working smart, prioritizing your work-life balance, working on your relationships can be much more important than the 13-hour day you put in. You come in the next day at 8 and you're tired because you didn't get home until 10. So it's just a constant cycle. And I say that knowing that some positions and some careers out there, you don't have a choice. And that is also fine. And if you need to put in 2 years of long ass hours, then you do that and you reach your goal. But at the same time, making time for yourself outside of the office is just as important.
Yeah. And you're going to see the impact of like taking care of yourself in the products that you build. Like you're going to be like,
exactly,
this is actually better because I had some rest, because I connected with my peers and my loved ones, which actually remind me of one of the questions you made me in the first interview. that probably was the birth of this podcast from Graceful Media. You asked me what advice I would give to people in the marketing world, like starting in this field. And I said exactly what you just said. Like, you might think because you're working on marketing or social media or communications that you need to be connected to your mobile device or your laptop at all times. I think my biggest advice is to disconnect, and you'll find inspiration on a walk, talking to your friend, watching a movie, reading a book. So I think the best thing we can do right now with all this technology is to actually disconnect and connect with human beings.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Your first year in the human rights space, were you like, okay, I'm going to be in the human rights space forever. This is amazing. Like, is that, or do you see yourself switching over in the future and transitioning into a different type of role?
You know, I've never been a nostalgic person. Well, I am nostalgic when it comes to films and musical theater. Like, I rewatch a 1984 movie 100 times. But when it comes to real life, I am not nostalgic about the past, and I don't get nervous about the future. Mm. I don't think about it. So I might not have an answer.
That's a good characteristic, though.
Yeah, I don't. And I'm very grateful for that, because I think some people can get very anxious thinking about the future or remembering the past. And I am just very grateful about my past. And I am very, very much into the present. I always say this, and people don't believe me, and I hope you guys do. But my favorite day is today. Every single time. If you ask me tomorrow, I'm going to be like, no, it's today. But and if you ask me yesterday, I was going to be like, it's today. Yeah. Even if it's a harsh day, or it wasn't very much fun, or all I did was work and sleep and eat, it's still my favorite day because it's today. I don't know. It sounds super cheesy, but it's true. So at the moment, I am very happy, very grateful. I'm learning. I'm growing. So I don't, like, if you ask me, I don't mind staying in the same field forever, but I'm also, I don't know. Like, and I'm okay with that. And I think, to be fair, I know this is not everyone's experience, and I am very aware of that. I think one of the main reasons I am very calm and at peace with staying where I'm at the moment, and also knowing that if any emergency happens and I need to drop everything, I'm still going to have a plan B, which is my mom has a school, and she says that doors are always open for you whenever you need. So I feel like I am, and I say this in the most humble way, I am very privileged to say that. I feel that's why I have a safety net. That's why I don't feel scared, because I know that whatever happens, and if I need to change paths or whatever, I have that door open in case I need to just pause or whatever. I have the family business. But I 100% I am aware that this is not everyone's situation. But maybe that's why I don't feel anxious about tomorrow or nostalgic about yesterday.
That's totally fair. That's wonderful. It's okay. I'll worry about tomorrow for the both of us then.
It's not that I am not organized, though. Like, I am aware of, like, oh, I need to do stuff. It's not like I am careless or I don't care if I have a job or not. No, no, no. It's just that I am very focused on today.
Yeah. No, that's a great way to be. I wish I could be in that mindset more often, because I think I do find myself not worrying about the future as much, but, you know, planning it out. Like, I want to be in this role by 30 and this role by 35, which I do think is, it's a good way to be. And if your mind works in that way, for anyone listening, that is an amazing way to be. But I do find myself wanting to enjoy the moment where I'm at now, just being here now. I'm grateful for where I'm at. So just having that thought process. But that's a really good point. And don't worry, because I'll make a 5-year plan for you. It's all good.
Thank you. I think my
view has changed a lot, which is why I wanted to ask you this question. Because I think, as I said before, when I was going into college, I wanted to work in nonprofit. I wanted to be in the human rights space, and I still do. But I think I've also realized that in growing in the marketing space, you need to grow your resume a bit. So that's kind of, I think, where I'm at in my career now. And if I end up in my next position in a for-profit, that would be a big jump from where my 22-year-old self thought I would be, for sure. But I can always loop back in the future to the nonprofit space, which I still see as my end goal. So I think my end goal, if I was going to answer my own question, my end goal would be the same. But I think my view of how I'll get there mm-hmm. has changed.
That's interesting. I think people listening are going to like agree with both. I love that. I think my vision for the future is a bit more generic. Like, I know I want to be working. Mm-hmm. I know I love the nonprofit and human rights space. But since I don't know the answers to everything and anything could happen, I'm just focusing on building my future today. And we shall see tomorrow what I made of this work that I did today.
Definitely. Everything that happens tomorrow builds off what you're going to do today. So I think that's a super...
Grace Douglas.
There you go.
2024.
Quote by Grace. I think that's a super important mindset to have and very healthy one to have as well.
And I think you and I as a best pals, I think this is the perfect balance because you are on one side and I'm on the other. And together we make the perfect...
We make... Goal Getter podcast.
Exactly. There you
go. That's why we're here. Amazing. I'm feeling good about this episode. If anyone out there has any questions they want us to answer about our personal experience in the workforce, please feel free to leave a comment. I'd be happy to dive into this topic deeper if that is something that you want to see talked about and dived into a little bit more. But we are definitely hopeful to be interviewing some people down the line who also have their own personal opinions on this exact topic. So we'll definitely be looping back to this important conversation in the future. Do you have anything you want to add in the end here, Nat?
I want to add that I'm very thankful for you, and I am so excited that this is our second episode. I cannot wait for all of you guys to listen to the rest. And thank you for tuning in.
Amazing. So whether if you're here to find motivation or learn new strategies or just be a part of a community that's uplifting and supporting one another as a community of women, you are in the right place. So please subscribe, like, comment, all those good things. You can find us at Goal Getter Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. That is at Goal Getter Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And we will see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys.